with Serene Damaki on Weekend Evenings.
You're with me, Serene Damaki, on ABC Radio's National Weekend Evenings. Richard Petkovic from Diverse Music Cultural Arts Collective is back with us and brings a melting pot of sounds to us each week. It's the hidden gems of musicians and artists across Australia. And tonight, we'll open with Nancy Bates, a profound Barkindji woman and accomplished singer-songwriter. And Richard, I'm just chuffed to get the chance to chat with you again and hear some great music from around the world that's made right here in Australia by Australians. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you coping?
I'm doing, oh, look, coping's a good point, isn't it? I am. I'm coping. Look, it's very bittersweet. On the sweet side, look, the nothingness kind of thing that comes with lockdowns, et cetera, is all right, but there is that bitter part and what it means to, you know, just businesses in the community, et cetera. How are you doing?
I'm doing well and, you know, considering it's given me time to reflect and catch up on some work and whatnot. So it's been nobody's sick around me. So I'm really grateful that I had the time to, you know, connect with my family and whatnot. And
very
one
good.
Of the positives of being locked up, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Bittersweet, isn't it? So, Nancy Bates, well, you're starting us off with kind of fairly new track from her, right?
Yeah, isn't she wonderful? Like Nancy Bates, she's a proud Barkindji woman, and she used to sing with Archie Roach.
Ah.
So she's been touring and recording with him for 3 years previously, and you'll hear in her song, this is called For Your Love, and you can hear, you know, when I first heard this song, the tone really hit me straight off. The first couple of syllables, I went, wow, it really touched me. Like some artists have an ability to come through the speaker just with, you don't even know what they're talking about, but their tone hits you. And I think Nancy's one of those beautiful people that can do that to you. And she's from Adelaide, and so are most of all of our artists this week. So I'm really looking forward to you hearing this song and the people out there. And, you know, she's obviously a talented person, also doing some great work in the community. She's working with women in prisons, helping them process and heal through her art of songwriting. So you got to love a person who's got amazing talent and heart.
Happiness.
Nancy Bates there with For Your Love. And yeah, I think I'm with you on that one, Richard. Talent and heart, and that really comes through in this song.
I know. Really, do you remember an artist called Natalie Merchant? She was around in the 90s and still doing stuff now, but she had that same tone. It really took you somewhere immediately. So I can't wait to see what else Nancy's doing.
Definitely. Nice one. That's a gorgeous one. So now you're bringing us Noriko Tadano. So an award-winning virtuoso master of the Japanese shamisen.
Yeah, it's a really interesting sound. It's like
it's a gorgeous instrument.
Yeah, it's three-stringed. It's almost like a banjo, and they use this big wooden pick. It's like the size of your hand that they use to play it. And Noriko, she's actually a really amazing vocalist as well in the Japanese tradition. She's been playing and singing since she was 6 years old as a soloist and in collaborations. And when you get to hear about a story, she went really hard to learn her traditional music initially. And then as she went into school, it sort of fell away. But then she had a medical crisis in her life later on and turned back to her tradition and art form and has become a renowned performer because of it. So it's a really beautiful story about it. It's also really interesting to hear how in this song in particular, it's like a blues jam. So anyone out there who's a musician and has had the experience of just winging it. Not that Noriko's winging it, but she's really on the edge, and you can hear this song. It's there's no lyrics to it, but you can hear her yelling in the background, saying, "All right, guys, let's hit the bridge or whatever." Right. And to me, it sounds like a blues jam, like somebody on the edge improvising and just going for it. So I'm really looking forward to people hanging there for the drum solo as well. But I'm looking forward to your response to this one. It's called Toguru Jong Sharaboshi, I hope. And it's by Noriko Tadano. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, how good is that? Noriko Tadano with Sugaru Jongarabushi there. That's a great track, playing that shamisen there. Richard, strings made of silk. Jeez, it's a challenging instrument to learn.
Well, you can hear it sounds like it's a challenging instrument to play as well, because what I really loved about the track is, like I was saying, like you can feel that she's really on the edge and really improvising and really going for it. So to me, it was a really interesting track for that. There was other things we could have played with her beautiful voice and whatnot, but I wanted to give people the experience of almost like some blues jamming Japanese style.
That's good. Love it. Thank you. If you've just joined us, you're with me, Serene Damaki, on ABC Radio's National Weekend Evenings. We're with Richard Petkovic, and of course, we are looking at some real hidden gems in the music world. Richard's from a diverse music cultural arts collective. So Kole is next on your list. He's an intriguing artist. I think I was on his Facebook page having a look at his work and just the uniqueness of his music and the instruments that he brings into them from his heritage. Amazing. Tell us what you've brought us from his library of work.
Well, that's what I love about this guy. He's young. He's got a traditional instrument from Borneo, and he's playing stuff that sounds like it's from the 1980s indie pop. Like, it sounds like to me like it's The Church or something like that, don't you reckon?
Yes. Yes.
Just that reverb sound and everything. It sounds so fresh and so it's modern. Great. You wouldn't even know, really, unless you dug into it, that they're, you know, using traditional instruments and whatnot. And I've got to give a big shout out to Nexus Arts, a wonderful organization in Adelaide, who are working with all of these artists at the moment, working to profile these multicultural artists in their communities and then bringing this music to us nationally today, thanks to them. And like I said, Collie's a young guy and doing some really interesting stuff. And when I first heard it, I go, wow, this sounds like 80s indie. And then I had a look at his Facebook like you did, and he's doing covers of the Smiths song. I'm going, how does an 18-year-old guy get into the Smiths? You know, so it's really amazing. And I hope people really dig underneath the reverb sound here to hear this asampe, again, a traditional instrument from the Borneo, and it's a guitar-like instrument, just like the one previously. And Colin's doing a whole host, he's doing an EP coming out shortly called Maze, so I can't wait to hear that. And so, for your listening pleasure, here's Colin all the way from Adelaide, and its song's called Tempengang.
Oh, what a great track by Kole there, Temen Gang. Thanks for that one, Richard. And look, I think I can relate on a particular level. Yes, you've got the 80s thing in there, and it is a song that he's singing in English with that traditional beat going through. It kind of gets me excited when I hear like the Lebanese goblet drum, the derbake, in a tune that I'm hearing. Yes, I get it. Awesome. Look, give us, before, I don't want to run out of time with you, you've got to tell us about Lazaro Numa, the last track you brought us tonight.
Lazaro Numa, another beautiful musician out of Adelaide who aren't in lockdown. And he's Cuban and a trumpeter and a composer, and he's been playing all around the world for 20 years. And he's played with the Buena Vista Social Club people, so he's pretty amazing. And how lucky are we to have like these genuine talents living in our country? We're going from, you know, people who are born here engaging in their cultural and throwing it back at us in a pop style to Lazaro, who's going to hit you up with some straight up Cuban sounds. And this is dedicated again to the wonderful Nexus, to the people who are not in lockdown, who can cruise down a freeway and listen to this beautiful Cuban music by Lazaro. And it's called Santiago Es Mucho Santiago.
Oh, Richard, it's just a perfect way to wrap Weekend Evenings. Lazaro Numa there, Santiago. You said this better. You said this way better than I'm about to. Santiago es mucho Santiago.
Did you enjoy that one?
Oh, I loved it. That was so good. So I loved all of them, actually. Look, you know what? If I had to go, it's hard, but you gave us four brilliant ones. I think the last two really, I don't know, that they hit chords with me. But oh, but then the first one, Nancy Bates, was, I can't do it. Richard, they're too good. As always, thank you so much. It's always a treat when I get to jump in. I've said this to you before, I'm going to poach you and bring you on Friday night. Sorry, Christine, that's it, we're done. You're done for Saturdays, you're coming on Fridays, even though we're a whole weekend program. But it's awesome when we get a chance to chat. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your good vibes. And again, thanks to those beautiful artists who reached out, and to Nexus Arts in Adelaide, who shared their beautiful and hard work with us. So thanks. It's great to hear your voice again, Serene. I hope we catch up soon.
Hope so. Thanks a lot, Richard. Richard, see ya. Richard Petkovic from Diverse Musical Cultural Arts Collective.
Serene Damaki on Weekend Evenings.